Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Welcome back. Well, as you've been hearing, a bumper budget being unveiled by the government this afternoon. A big focus was on housing, with the Help to Buy scheme being extended until the end of 2029 and the rent tax credit set to increase to €1,000 per person next year as part of the measures announced. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke with Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien, and I began by asking about the housing budget allocation and what the home targets will be for next year.
What we're looking to target for delivery, and I might talk about delivery for this year, which is very strong, but for next year, it underpins the delivery of 10,000 brand new build social homes and over about 6,500 additional affordable homes through the affordable home supports that we have. And I really welcome the extension of the Help to Buy grant, which is €30,000 of the tax that someone's paid back in their pocket to help with their deposit, and additional funding indeed for the First Home Shared Equity Bridge the Gap scheme that is so popular now, to help people get out of rental traps and out of the box room and buy their own home.
And an overall annual target for homes.
I have said that we will publish the revised housing targets in the autumn, and I expect that to be in the next few weeks, actually. And I've indicated to you, and I've indicated publicly, that we'll be looking at on or about 50,000 housing completions to get to that on average. But to scale it up, I want to see that go towards 60,000. But obviously, what I'll need to do, just to conclude in this, Cormac, sorry, is obviously get agreement with government colleagues. But I expect the revised targets to 2030 in the next few weeks, that I'll get them agreed from government.
Okay.
It's really important.
About 50,000 or so. You mentioned social homes.
Yes.
Simon Communities, just when you announced the budget, said we need 15,000 social homes per annum. And you've just confirmed what they say. The budget 25 only commits to 10,000 social homes per annum. They say that's inadequate, your figure.
Well, sorry. The figure that I've quoted is 10,000 new builds. There will be other social homes delivered through other streams.
What's the total figure for social homes?
If I could give you an example, the purchase of homes with tenants in situ, which has been really successful. We purchased 1,800 homes last year. We'll do about the same this year, and we're going to continue that into next. And our target for social homes for next year is around 12,000. But I expect that to be revised upwards when we publish
Simon Communities are saying, based on current demand, and that could well increase as well, they say it's inadequate.
I don't believe so, and I work very closely with Simon, and I certainly respect their views. They sit in the National Homeless Action Committee with me.
So they've got
we delivered. We delivered last year, and Simon and others, in fairness, do acknowledge this. More new build social homes in 2023 than we've done in over 50 years. We'll do more than that this year in 2024. We have a very strong pipeline of delivery. And as I talk to you today, we've about 26,000 social homes in the pipeline, and we're delivering affordable homes both for purchase and rent for the first time in a generation.
When we discuss stuff, the stuff that's in the pipeline, but the opposition says you miss social and affordable targets. You've missed them the last couple of years.
Well, this year we'll attain our social housing target. We'll exceed our affordable housing target. I can confidently say that to you and indeed to your listeners. Certainly we've had to ramp up the capacity to deliver. When I took over as housing minister in the state, we were only delivering about 20,000 homes. I expect us to deliver towards 40,000 new homes this year, a doubling in output. And I think by any fair assessment that people would see that as real progress.
But it depends on how you define it, because if you're budgeting for affordable homes that cost €500,000, like the Shangana development that's been recently opened by the LDA, that's not affordable.
Well, the Shangana development is a magnificent development, I'd say, and it's actually both affordable, it's social, and it's cost rental, and it's been really, really well received by
people. For affordable?
Really, well, no, actually, they started €330,000, the homes there, Cormac, and we've cost rental homes. Now, look, I acknowledge, and I've always do, that there many challenges remain. All I'm saying to you is that through Housing for All, we've been able to show how we can ramp up delivery. This budget allows us to do that further, particularly focusing at good public social homes, and also helping those first-time buyers that are out there working hard, that are saving, to make sure that the Help to Buy grant is extended to the end of the decade, where the main opposition party would abolish it.
But the rent tax credit is being increased to €1,000. Is that not wholly inadequate, given that the average rent in Dublin is about €2,000, double that?
It's €1,000 per renter, firstly, and what we've managed to agree, the €250 increase to bring it to 1,000 applies this year and next year indeed as well. So if there's two people renting a property, it's €2,000 to them this year and indeed 2,000 next, which is a very significant assistance to renters out there, particularly renters who where the rents are very high, and I acknowledge that too. That's why I'm rolling out state-backed affordable rents through cost rental. But this is a real assistance for them. So this €1,000 change takes place this year, 2024, and again next year.
And if I'm a landlord and I see two renters coming down the driveway, I say, "Oh, this is €2,000 that the government has sent my way."
Well, this will inflate rents, won't it? No, I've actually the rent pressure zones apply to nearly 80% of the country. I've capped rents at 2%. When I came in, it was at 4%. I've reduced it to 2%. So it does not in any way, shape or form lead to inflation of rent. This goes into the renters' pockets. It's a tax credit to them. It's not a payment to the landlord. And
well,
to be fair...
to the landlord eventually, doesn't well, it? And well, the landlords have found ways, based on stats, to circumvent the pressure zones.
I'm not sure I say this respectfully. The stats you're referring to in relation to the rent pressure zones, there are some landlords who have not abided by them. And in fairness to the Residential Tenancies Board, have been very clear that anyone who is in breach of the rent pressure zones is breaking the law and they will be prosecuted. But 99% of tenancies, and I actually mean 99% of tenancies, don't fall into dispute at all. There's really good tenants and good landlords out there. We need a functioning private rental market. We are not there yet. That's why I'm ramping up state-backed rents, and that's why we need more social homes.
You're increasing funding for the Land Development Agency,
yes,
the state agency, the LDA, to €1.5 billion. How many homes do you want to see delivered per annum for €1.5 billion? Because we haven't seen a huge amount of homes from them so far.
Sure, Cormac. Just to clarify, that's an additional €1.25 billion for the Land Development Agency, but that will bring their capital investment up to about €6.25 billion that they're allowed to invest. So last year they delivered about 1,000 homes. They will do more than that this year. And to give you one example, Shangana Castle, which is 597 homes, the first direct delivery by the Land Development Agency. Now, to answer your question directly, in their pipeline between now and 2027, and they're delivering homes every month, there's a pipeline of about 14,000 homes. So this extra capital will more than cover that for them and will allow them to continue with the development of idle state land. But also doing one thing that I wanted them to do is to partner with the private sector to activate paused planning permissions through Project Tussie. And that's we're delivering about 5,000 homes through the first iteration of that. This extra capital now will allow them to do even more and to accelerate their delivery. And I have to say I'm delighted with this.
In relation to the LDA and the €1.25 billion from the sale of AIB shares, Ona Brenya is saying this is part of the promise but never delivered €6 billion capitalisation increase announced by the Minister in last year's budget.
I think you'll forgive me for pointing out the irony of Ona Brenya criticising additional investment to the Land Development Agency that he wants to abolish.
But is he right though?
He's not correct. What I'm saying to you is that this is actual capital going into the LDA. Owen O'Brien and his party want to abolish the LDA. The LDA is delivering new homes. They've said that very clearly
LDA got the 5.7 they need
but
to
they
meet
draw,
the targets
they draw the money. They draw the money down as they need it, and this additional $1.25 billion in capital is now available to them. We've already changed the legislation to answer you very directly, and I think what Hjocht O'Brien is referring to, and he's being disingenuous in what he's saying, is I already changed the legislation to allow this additional investment. Okay. We have the additional investment, and the LDA, it might disappoint him and his party, are actually delivering homes at scale now, and they need to answer the fact why they would want to abolish a state agency that's delivering
and we'll ask them
delivering
that
homes on idle state lands.
I have two quick questions
before
we finish. What's the big new radical initiative to eradicate homelessness in Budget 25?
Well, I think it's the acceleration of social housing delivery. If I can give you an example, in particular, a real-life example, in quarter two of this year, we exited 630 families out of emergency accommodation into safe and secure homes. And what's really important is we continue the output and the production of social homes at scale. And we're going to do that this year.
What do you say to the adult child still in mommy and daddy's box room? Who says, look, I'm listening to you, Minister, but I've heard it all before.
Well, Cormac, I meet adult men and women who are living with their parents. And thankfully, I'm meeting more of them now who are buying their homes because of the supports we brought forward. I acknowledge there are still many challenges remain. But what gives me great optimism, and I would say to someone like that, is that now this government and I as minister are backing you to the tune of €100,000 in supports to help you buy that your own home.
Let's see if they listen come election time. Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, thank you very much indeed.
Tá fáilte, Cormac.